Packet 12. I'd like to. Okay, what we're going to do today, continuing in Yoni Rishus HaRabim. Okay, and these are very fundamental shiurim. Tomorrow is a very fundamental shiur. Pirtzes Mova, Pirtzes Chotzer. Very important in terms of building an Erev in a practical sense. Okay, some of the shiurim that we do today, just in terms of where you can build in theory, you know, but then some of about details of a pirtza, how to fix a pirtza, etc. I'd like to welcome back Eitan Schnall, who had a baby girl, which is Mazel Tov. Previous shiurim, we mentioned that there are three types of Rishus HaRabims. Sratya, that's the highway from one city to the next. Platya, we discussed. In fact, my brother-in-law, Jeff Ney, just told me this morning that when he was in Italy, on his trip to Italy, he recalls that there was a public plaza where every day merchants would come and set up shop there, and I guess the whole day, and then they would pack up and go home. So that's mamish like the platya of time of Chazal. So mamish, so if you carry there on Shabbos, that would be a serious chiyuv skila. Right, so that's the shaila. That's the real platya. Then the question we had yesterday, the last time, we were discussing whether our areas, like Rav Harari wanted the Taina that St. Nicholas should be called a platya. Which is interesting, according to Rav Harari, it could be that Amsterdam Avenue is less of a chashash Rishus HaRabim than St. Nicholas. Because the Rishonim say, if you hold that St. Nicholas is a platya, if you say, but St. Nicholas, they still do things outdoors also, so is that what you're saying, or it's Tamals?
In the summertime,
they bring the business out. Well, here in the summertime, everything comes out. But they bring the business out. And the Rishonim say that a platya doesn't have to be mefulish mishar l'shar. So if you want to say that the streets are not mefulish mishar l'shar, and then if Amsterdam Avenue is not mefulish because it curves or like the Shitas Meiri and things like that, but the St. Nicholas, that's more chomer than Amsterdam, according to from that perspective.
But that would be the Iker place of the Sarah, because St. Nicholas is certainly not the Iker place of Sarah.
Right, so that was the Aruch HaShulchan said that. But the Aruch HaShulchan said that it has to be the Iker, there was one Iker place for the Platya, one Iker place for the Sratya, but Pashtus, it doesn't have to be, Pashtus is, every Platya is a Platya. In other words, so if someone asked me, does it mean that you have to have a platia of people coming from, like, the Diamond District, people coming from all over to be in the Diamond District. No one's coming specifically from Queens to shop on St. Nicholas. You understand? No one's coming there. The locals, the chevra here. But my impression from the Rishonim is that platia is for the people Menei Bay. You don't need a tremendous place that Ruchlos Ha'amim for everyone to have it in platia. That even a number of what? We're talking about the rabbim. What? We're not talking about two people. It's we're talking like St. Nicholas. A lot of people come. It's open to the public. It's a public. There is no number. There is no number. I mean,
Yankel
Adambo. Yeah, there is no number. If you don't work with Shishim Rebo, there is no number. There's no number. So the Sratia, the Platia, Mavuas and Mufuloshim. So Mavuas and Mufuloshim are the Mavoi in the city that's Mufulosh, that's opened up to a Sratia on one side or a Platia on the other side, and we'll see whether it has to be open on both sides. Or is it enough that it's Mufulosh to a Sratia Platia on one side? So the Gemara says, "Ezeh Rishus Harabim Sratio Platia Gedola, Umbevuas Amufuloshim Zohi Rishus Harabim Gemura." This is a Rishus Harabim Gemura. So you take a look in the Rambam. Arba Rishus L'Shabbes, Rishus Yoch, Rishus Harabim Kamos Malkum Torah. Ezeh Rishus Harabim. Midbaros vayoros ushvakim udrochim hamufuloshim lahen. Vachi arochav haderech tezayinama lo yilev tikra. Right? So the Rambam doesn't require much for Rishus HaRabim.
When the Rambam says drop Mufulosh on my hand, doesn't it sound like Sriracha?
That means it's Mufulosh to the
to those places.
No? See, he doesn't use those words. That's the problem. He doesn't use the words. Now, which is Shvakim or the Platya? Right, the Shuk. And Drachim and Mufuloshim is the Mavoy Mufulosh Lahem. Maybe he holds that. I mean, why didn't.
Mufulosh and being here are somehow the same.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. Now take a look in the Rashba, the Avodas HaKodesh. Mivuos harachavos sheishes re'ama, aval pishim ektosim miskatsrim, veimbo sheishes re'ama, harezer rishus harabim. Sheyevshel rishus harabim lislakit b'malakit. Fichach mivuos hamufuloshim rishus harabim, v'orkam l'orach rishus harabim, aval pishim barachvon sheishes re'ama, harehen rishus harabim gemura. In other words, even if it narrows, you have the mivuos rachavos, even though it narrows, it's okay. Because you can't expect that the Rishus HaRabim is going to be exact the whole time. So Mavuos HaMufuloshim L'Rishus HaRabim, so that means like it goes to Rishus HaRabim. Say Ocean Parkway leads into the Prospect Expressway. So it's Mufulosh to the Prospect Expressway. So there it's Sheshes Re'ama, so it's not a good example. But even if it would be less than Sheshes Re'ama, it would be Rishus HaRabim. If, provided that it itself is Sheshes Re'ama, even though at one point it got narrow, it doesn't matter. In other words, it starts off Sheshes Re'ama, then it narrows, and it goes to the Rishus HaRabim, to the Sratia, to the Prospect Expressway, that's a Sratya, so then it would be a Rosh Hashanah. But if it would go Haya Arkan Mefulash LaRocha of Rosh Hashanah, Ein Rosh Hashanah. But say it would just, it would be perpendicular. It would go into the Sratya, but not in the city. You see, Ocean Parkway goes mamish same direction into the Prospect Expressway, right? But if you would have a street that was going perpendicular, so then. If it wouldn't be Tezayin Amma, then it would not be a Rishus Harab. So in other words, this dispensation, we don't totally have a dispensation of Tezayin Amma. What we're saying is it could narrow. If it narrows, then it's still Rishus Harab, provided, like Tosa says, provided it goes in the same direction. Where are you reading? I thought it was the Fichach, it was going on the same case that he said before, that it was. In other words, that's the lesson of Gemara that you can't
be exact.
Be exact. You can't. Right. I hear what you're saying. The only thing is, then when the Gemara says that a Mavoham a Fulosh, you can be matir with a Tzuris HaPesach. So the way I want to learn is that's talking about a Mavoham a Fulosh that's not a Zayin Amma. And that's why you could use a Tzuris HaPesach. Right, but.
I hear.
In other words, you're saying, well, it seems to repeat. But then, your way, you have to explain why is it a lefichach.
It was what. Well, since someone has a main or shus harabim, and that's the help, and therefore, something foolish to it is.
Okay, you know, in other words, it could be the pshat is like this, that, right, the mevus of a fuloshim is like. It's a continuation to it. So therefore, it was, even if it started out, let's say the whole Mufulash was narrow, and then you got to the Sratya. So let's say Ocean Parkway, I'm learning Ocean Parkway is, say, Mufulash Mufulashim L'Sratya, right?
To
Prospect Expressway.
Okay.
Right? So even if Ocean Parkway would be 10 Amos, since it's since it's mefulash to this, so we view it as one continuation, and therefore, in other words, everyone agrees you have to have Tezayin Amma. So the word is that the Tezayin Amma, the fact that it's Tezayin Amma later on is good enough. Even though part that's not Tezayin Amma, but it's going in that direction is, yeah, okay, I agree with you.
So what's the name of mine?
So that's the same thing. Oh, okay. So that's the Rashban. That's the Shitas Hatosis, right? That's basically the Shitas Hatosis that has to go in that direction. Now the Rav Yoh, on page 5. the second arrow. It says, "Hachi mistabashim hayarochav tezayin amo uvesof kotzer mikhezvayin midaraisen nidon kesosum vareu kuchotzer." He says that, in other words, he's not into this business about it has to be tezayin throughout. Because if it's not tezayin throughout, we view it as if it's sosum. It's not considered mefulash. Because it's only mefulash if it's mefulash tezayin amma. Oh, so then the Rav Yoh asked the kasha. So how far do you go? You have to, it has to be foolish till the end of the world, tezayin amma. In other words, like Rav Bick said, foolish biz California. In other words, Mustama, if you keep going, it might be miskatzer. And then if it's miskatzer, it's considered kisosum. And because it's kisosum that it's not mefulish, so then how far do you have to go? Legal meimim kene boim mefulish misof haolam not so far. I feel digle amibber. I pilish rak b'machane detu b'agolos. So it's mashma from him that it, within the same ear. In other words, it has to be within the same ear. As long as this is shtickel raya for the ear people. That within the same ear, this street has to maintain its tezainama throughout. Now it could be when you'll change and go further, eventually it's going to narrow, but that's not Baba Cheshvan. In other words, the Rav Yoh is different than the Rashba and Tosis, who say that it's allowed to be narrow if it's Mevuos Mefuloshim. And one second. Now, according to this, the question is, according to the Rashba, if you hold the Rashba doesn't hold from Mechuvan, then one could say that any street is, you know, is ultimately mefulash to Prospect Expressway or to these things. And then even you, then there's as far to say that maybe even if it's not Tezayin Amma, you know, because eventually it's going to be mefulash to the Sratya, if you hold you don't need mefulash to be Mechuvan, then, I mean, so then it could come out that even, say you, say that, what is it, 247 by Marasha? So where does that go to? 690. Right, so you could have a svar to say that could be a Rishus Haravim Daraisa. What? Even if it's not Tezayin Amma, but you're saying even if it's not Tezayin Amma. Right, is it L'Rochav? Is it L'Rochav or L'Orach? In other words, it's L'Rochav. Right, okay, so then it wouldn't be. It's perpendicular, it's not, yeah, okay. Not near anyway. Okay, but anyway, it's L'Rochav, so we're okay. Thank God. Now, the Mishnah Brewer, the Bir Halacha, wants to say a Chiddush within the Rashba. I mean, maybe it's not such a Chiddush, but he says, I mean, on page 7. The Bir Halacha on page 7.
That
you don't need, in other words, we always hear this expression mefulash mishar lashar, which implies that it has to be mefulash on both sides. So the Rashba, the Mishnah Brewer is learning, the Bir Halacha is learning pshat in the Rashba, as long as it leads on one side, in other words, one side it could lead into a dead end street. As long as the other side leads into the Sratya, then it's a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, even if it's not Tezayin Amma. The Divrei HaTosfos HaRashba B'chidushav, Shar Poskim Sheviyu, Mashma Dolohav Rishus HaRabim Lekeim V'vom Fulish M'shnei Tzdodim Rishus HaRabim, V'chein Hetik HaMechaber. So the Shaila is like this. The Shulchan Aruch quotes two halachas, halacha ches and halacha tes. I remember a long time ago being omitted on this, that on halacha ches, he says that mevuas harachovim tezainam was kachim miksasim veim hem tezainama. So that's the din of the Rashba. Shem orkum l'orach rishus harabim veim rishus harabim. So, and Pashtus is, like the Bir Halacha said, that you only need it on one side. You don't need Mefulash Mishar L'Shar on both sides. You just need it on one side. But then in Halacha Tes, he says another Halacha. This is the, Halacha Tes is the Halacha, the configuration of an H. Right, you have two parallel and then cross, that's perpendicular. So there, it's open on both sides. So he says, "Before some chavim yud gimel am moshlish shnei rishem floshim shusharabim shrochav tezainama yesh omim shu rishusharabim." In other words, even though we said that if it's larochav, it's no good, but if it there's an H on both sides, which is tezainama, so then, even though it's not tezainama, provided yud gimel am moshlish. Then you could have a Rishus HaRabim Gemur also. So basically, he seemingly says that if it's the same directional, so then it only has to be Mefulash on one side, and it doesn't have to be Tezayin Amma. If it's an H, then it has to be, then even if it's not Tezayin Amma, but provided that it's Mefulash on both sides, even if it's Larochav, then we have a dispensation, L'chumra, that you don't need the Tezayin Amma.
What's the middle part of the H is leading to the
two long parts of the H are two highways.
And
two platias.
And it's only open on those
highways. Those highways are highways. And then the middle part is a street. That could be less than Tezainam. But the Shulchan Aruch has Dafka Rechavim Yud Gad Amas Amushlish. Well, Yud Gad Amushlish is by the Shir, by the Pasei Biros, how much they used to. I guess that was a Shir, that was, I don't know if it's Halacha Moshim Sino or something that. But it's mistabe. Now you've looked at the Shulchan Aruch. It's not so. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Chavav. You can learn Shlish. Really, the Shia Zagam came Nicha Tashmishkei L'Rabim. Tzasim. Hanim Shishnei Rishon B'Fuloshim Shutz Rabim. Shukam Kam Kam Zal Shutz Rabim. Because the first halacha, it's going the same direction, so it's easier to view it as a one hemshech. In other words, the little mavoi that's not tezayin amma is leading directly in to the sratia.
Which is going in the same
like Ocean Parkway leading in. If Ocean Parkway would be small, but it leads right into the Prospect Expressway.
Right, so that's going in the same direction.
Right. But the streets are Rishus HaRabim's of their own right.
But there it doesn't, even though it's also smaller, that can be
Right. So, right. Exactly. Yigimah Mishnah. Question is, Bisman Azeh, that we have cars, and Kivi Nichet Hashmishta, even if it's less than Yud Gilama. What? So I'm saying, like, maybe the roads by the camp. Where do the two, Marsha, where do the two sides go to? What? Yeah. Is this what? Is one way?
Yeah.
So there are two highways on both sides.
Not Mamish.
Right, the car doesn't have to be as long as it leads into. Doesn't Mamish have to be? Well, I mean, it's like this, so it's like that. So the car, it should come out. Then the fact that it's not Tazayin Amish shouldn't make a difference. Right? Because it leads to highways in both. So that could be Rosh Hashanah. So forget about the Mishkan. We were always thinking that the Mishkan of Yaakov's Chumra, it's much worse than the Mishkan of Yaakov. It could be Rosh Hashanah Rabin Daraisa. And what Rav Soloveitchik said, that it's not Tazayin Amish. Well, maybe he was asking about the camp road. But then I have another question. By a girls' campus there. So that road, where does that lead?
It comes around back up to 47. One month ahead.
And the other side?
It goes around the lake.
Isn't that a public road, that road? That's a public road.
Why can't the campus?
What? Why isn't the camp a platya? Right, assuming that it doesn't need to score.
Yeah.
Unless Rav Shlomo Zalman is right. That you need.
Yeah.
Once he says you need score.
Well, no, maybe that just means that mass of interactive
activities. We're saying it's we're saying it's like the H.
But the road connector,
are those the other things? Are those to Zayin Ama? Yeah. What? So would you tell me 247 is on one side as what? 370 and 690. Yeah, so what's the highway? 690, and that's more than Tazayin Ama. And the other one?
But you need the Bikias Rabim on any motorway.
Say
how many people are using the streets?
Yeah, there's Bikias Rabim. Once you say you don't need to. In other words, the question is there a. I'm not saying according to all Shitas, but Lachara. According to the Shulchan Aruch, assuming you don't need to Zayin Ama, but
Mishura says in himself that even in this case, Mahabba later on is making, he says because there isn't enough of a rabbi that's using there, that's connected to what's a rabbi or what's a rabbi. Meaning the Mavi is not used by a lot of people.
Right, so the whole question is maybe since it's not Yud Gimel, maybe it's not Yud Gimel Ama Shlish. That could be. Maybe it's not. Maybe the 247 is not Yigalam Shlish. I'm just saying a Kiddush. What?
But you count only the road or also the ditches on the side?
No, let's count the road.
Road
right. So really, that should be the answer. In other words, the fact that it's. Well, Whereas the fact that it's not Tezayinama, maybe won't do it. The fact that it's not Yud Gimel Mishlish, that okay.
Or is someone saying that anytime you have a Mokoyana, anyone uses it to go from one restaurant?
I don't mean one person, but I mean, a course of the day, how many people pass by? People pass by. Hundreds of people. No? I think so. Yeah. Hundreds of people, right? Sure. Okay. So it's not partial. It could be more than that. It could be. Okay. In the Sefer Yetzias HaShabbos, on page 8, was a kuntres written by this fellow Moshe Yitzchak Weissman for a specific purpose of ushering the Arabs in Brooklyn. That's where he wrote this kuntres. So he wants to say, this is my hometown, Brighton Beach. He says, where I originally am from. Mevar de Brighton Beach, the Coney Island, Shemashim Sham al Chof Hayam, Bimea Kait, Biom Echad, Yosim, Mimilion Anoshim, Havi Rushusarabim Daraisim, Bidin Plati Gadola. So he wants to taina that the beach is a Plati Gadola, and Mimela, he says like this, he named Brighton Beach, the Coney Island, Shemashim Sham al Chof Hayam, Mea Kait, Yosim, Mimilion Anoshim, Biom Echad, Finishin is Bayer, Al Yideham, Mshallah. Vard Huskazos, Petruvus, Maran, and Gordon Rabosh Feinstein, Bechod Shvatov, Shalambates. Kein Chof Hayam, Havi Yushus Arabim, Darais, Lechol Adeus, Bidin Plati Gedola. Kein Vishem Zasim, Lemokom Echad Yosem, Yishishi, Ribo, Dumi, Deshuk, Shaovrim, Shom Kolayom, Gvur Bishabis. Ezer Shus Arabim, Strati, Plati Gedola. Pesh Parashi, Platia, Rechova Shalir, Shisham, Skaps, and Muskora. Vagam Leka, Shom Mechitza, Sovif, Platia, Shom Chof Hayam, Shre Pesuch, Liam, Chof Hayam, Hinnom Slaket, Asorb, Tachdalad. Okay. So therefore he wants to say that that's a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore he continues on page 9, and he wants to say the following, that second paragraph there, Mevar de Rechov Ocean Parkway, Rechov Coney Island, that Ocean Parkway and Coney Island Avenue, Ushar Rechov is on flush and Rechov Hayam, have Rishus HaRabim Darais and Bidin Bavos on flush on the Platya. I feel ain't over in Bilham Shishim Rebo, Vain Bem Rochav Tezayanam. I feel ain't over in Chuvan Shar Lashar, Gamkin Din Rishus HaRabim Shalahem. In Eil Fiz Echol Rechov is on flush and Rechov Hayam, Con Ocean Parkway, Rechov Coney Island, Shar Rechov is on flush and Rechov Hayam, Shaisel Brighton Beach, Coney Island, Nasim Gamkin Rishus HaRabim Din Bavos on flush on the Platya. Kevin the Rabbin Bokimahem Lagiel Chof Hayam. Even though, and yeah. You know, at Bill Parkway, it's perpendicular. It doesn't. But the question Rabbi Pultman was raising, the question whether, is that called Mufulosh? I mean, the street doesn't go on to the first, there's a boardwalk. And, right, you don't drive onto the beach. Let's say the boardwalk is part of the plot. Right, so that's part of the plot, yeah. Yeah, sure. We said, and this is, as he, I think he writes someplace, that according to the, he's going to say it again, that we said, if you have one street leading into a Rishus HaRabim, the two main Rishus HaRabims are Stratia and Platia, highways and these Platia places, congregation places. So if you have one street that goes mamish into it, that's a Rishus HaRabim, even if it wouldn't be Tezayinama. So you want to say that the beach is a Platia. Platy is a place where people.
The beach is where all the store, all the market is.
There's a beach there where people beach out.
It's a boardwalk and a beach.
Right.
So how does he calculate, how does he figure out that the beach is also considered a
place? Also, Rav Moshe Tokman Shlita wanted to say that, you know, because you have people the beach is part of the same platya. In other words, the beach also people hang out, and in the boardwalk, and they have all the stores on the boardwalk, and then there's the beach. So the beach and the boardwalk are one thing.
But isn't that a stretch?
Astral land.
What did we learn? Tell us. The merchants, they come together, right?
Right. So in other words, this is assuming that for a platya you don't necessarily need merchants. I mean, that's true that there is merchants on the boardwalk.
But you didn't have Rob Huber go to Alaska, so you can't answer me directly anything about
Skoro. Right. It's Rosh Shlomo Zalman brought this in.
That's
maybe that Dafka Skora. So if you say it's only Skora, like Harav Nei says about Italy, so then it's maybe it's a din of Skora. But if you say that's not Skora, so then then maybe we should be Machmir in the Kotel. Maybe we shouldn't carry a sitter. What, the shul?
Yeah.
Inside the shul.
No. Inside the shul.
Bakura. Right. Outside the shul.
And the big kiddush is outside there.
According to Israel, so we don't have to take consideration.
Where do they have these kiddush? I'm once in the young Israel of Century City. I think we once had a kiddush on the outside, an outdoor kiddush. Young Israel Century City. I wouldn't call that a club. That's one shul. It's not like people from all over are congregating together.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Assuming there's a sponsor.
Yeah. And a camp also is a privately owned. It's not a public thing where everyone could just come in and congregate. So that's to answer your question from a camp. But the Kotel Maravi. Yeah, but you're davening with other people. Yeah, but even in the platyas, you don't have one. So this little store. I don't know. The question is, akati midei sveka derabanan lo nafkinan. But you don't find people. Lemaisa people are. This is a serious shaila. Well. You know, this is a serious shaila. Why people are, right? People are, you know, the minig is to definitely carry by the kotel. Why anyone can walk? Yeah, I'm saying, but we're fat papers then, the kotel.
No, congregate on the beach.
You lay in
a chair, you go in the ocean.
Yeah,
congregate on the beach.
You don't congregate?
No. You don't congregate on the beach. You go in
what
the ocean.
What does that mean, to congregate?
Chair.
Congregate means, yeah, well, you won't come.
You put on headphones, listen to music.
Right. I don't know, like, whether Moshe says you need interaction. Make it taste you need it. Congregate means that everyone has
a Kiddush.
Congregate means when everyone comes from all over to one place to chill out or whatever. You know, to do whatever you want. That's congregating. We're all interested in being in this one place. I'm not necessarily interested in schmoozing with you. I would just want to lie down and.
Someone also wasn't sure.
Yeah, it's not like, yeah.
What about the other 10 months of the year on the beaches in the open? Especially on the Brighton Beach?
So maybe it's only a platya during. That's what he says. Maybe that's what he calls for emotion. Maybe only when. In those seasons. Okay, but the kids, let's not get too. What?
Why is the Bel Parkway not a Stratia?
The Bel Parkway? The car, it is a Stratia.
So why do we need to call it the social parkway when the island
is a Stratia? Go straight in? You have to exit. Exit to Bel Parkway.
The whole street is open to it.
So is that called Mufulash to to the Belt Parkway?
I'm guessing not, because he has to give his whole loan. Everyone would agree that Belt Parkway is attractive. So then, there's an exit, right?
Yeah, maybe that's called, I mean, is that called perpendicular, or is that called also... But, it leads in. Right. Okay. In a Hanami. Right. So then the only heter would be if, you assume that there are mechitzas or whatever those mechitzas are, and that would obviate the problem. But if you lay the mechitzas, then... No, he's assuming that they're no mechitzas. That was the around, and therefore, if they're mechitzas, then they're mechitzas. Then he says on page 9, on page 10, 1 second, he brings the machlokas we showed him, where the mavoi mefulash has to be mefulash mishnei rasheha, or it's enough mitzad echad. Okay, yes. Play baseball, but in the business places you can't play baseball either. If I want to have catch in the middle of the in the baseball, they're gonna throw me out, just like they'll throw me out of the hotel if I start playing baseball.
If you start riding a bike down the street, it's the same. If you start skateboarding, if you start, that's not gonna bother other people. If you start bothering other people, that's one thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I would think the fact that it's miuchet for schora, so if you want to say schora's dafka, schora's one thing, but if you want to say that it's lav dafka, so whatever the thing is miuchet for, it's miuchet for, and that should be enough. That's what I would think. Okay. Now I'd like to speak a little bit about Rishus HaRabim Makura that we've spoken a little in the past. Okay. So the Makar, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, had Tenech v'Shus Hayachid Mekura v'Shus Rabbim Mekura Michayev Amar Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Yaba Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Hamavir Chayfet Dalat Amos v'Shus Rabbim Mekura Potter V'Fisha Ein Adom Meladiglei Midbar. That if you have a v'Shus Rabbim that's Mekura, say if you would assume Amsterdam Avenue was v'Shus Rabbim. And if you assume the sidewalk, so now we have the scaffold in front of the library. So if you carry under there on Shabbos, you wouldn't be chayev skila. Because it's a Rishus HaRabim Makura. Now, the question that has to be raised, there's a lot of questions that have to be raised. But one of the questions that has to be raised is, first of all, what... Do you have to have a kora, a bakura, a bekvias? Say, I just want to put up a kora. So if I want to put a kora there and leave it there, then kora, that's kavua. Unless you want to say that if you're just doing it for, to pater the din of Rishus HaRabim, is that still not domel digle midbar? So who cares what your kavana is? Well, you might have a kavana just to... to find a loophole in the halacha and try to so good for you. You know the vort from the shalah. The vort from the beautiful vort from the shalah. Marshakwa the shalah. Gemara says in brachas gadol hanena megia pakapa of yosem yirei shemaim. So the pashup shot means someone goes into business and he earns a livelihood. So that's. Sometimes, and he has an honest way of supporting himself, and that's maybe sometimes a high madrega than the fellow who's just the Yerush Shemayim, that's not... But the Shalos is a different word. He says like this, Godol, there are two types of person. One guy is a Lamdan, and he will work on an Indian to try to see if there's a Kula. The other guy is not such a Lamdan, so he's just going to be Machmir. So Godol, Hanenem, Yegiya Kamayim, It's gadol, the fellow who learned, who knows the halachas, is working hard to find the kula, then, and he taka finds the kula, yoser mirei shemayim, that just says, okay, you know, we should be machmir and have a kula. But the question is, it has to be a good kula. What? But even if it's not the Ikar Pshat, the Shalosh said it, so that means the idea has credibility to it. Even if it's not the Ikar Pshat.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Okay. Okay, we'll have to have a meeting about that, a private meeting. Okay. Now, so there's a very difficult Gemara that everyone... What do you say?
On page...
Oh, that's right. I put it. That's right. That was in a it was in a bus of challah packet. Oh, very good. See, he knows the packet better than I do.
On what?
It was in a bus of challah packet. It was like the first year, right?
Should I bring it?
You don't have to. It's okay. Show and tell. Yeah, right. The first packet of bus of challah about it was about relying on shishim. In other words, one guy says the tray fell in, so I don't know any lum. Throw it out. And the other says, no, I know there's a din in shishim, it's batel, so I'll figure out whether the halacha applies. I'll be miyageya to see with the din of shishim, and very good. Right, okay. I think we're getting off the topic here. So the Gemara says like this, Tzadi Chesam Rav, page 12. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Amar Rav Dalar Amis, Bishus Harabim Bakur Potter Lafisha Eina Dolam Meladigli Midbar. So now the Gemara has a kasha, Ini Baha Agolos, the Mikuras Havyon, the Agolos, the wagons, were Mikura. Now how are they Mikura, says Rashi? The Mikrashim, Hastur Malayim, Rachim Laorcha Agola, Vorkam Larachim. In other words, they had the boards on them. They had the boards on them. So the boards were hovering over the agola, and they were hovering over the adjacent area next to the agola. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, "Agolos tachteim ubeinayim utzideim ushesarabim." So the Gemara answers, "Kiko marav bidr asa." In other words, the area that wasn't Makura. There were some areas that were not Makura. But in Achanami, the area that's Makura, in Achanami, is Makura. Now, so the question here, Lachora.
And that doesn't affect the rest of the surround? The fact that some of it's bother?
Oh, so we'll see. Now, what kind of Korah is this? Korah, this is very Aroi. These are just like boards that you're not leaving them there, right? You're not leaving them there. So maybe in Achanami, maybe all you need is any type of Basama Staber. If I put something up for a little time, that's already is Mafkiya, the din of Rosh Hasharabim.
Even as long as it's there,
it's Mafkiya. Maybe in Achanami. Maybe as long as it's there, it's there. And maybe just because we have a svara that it shouldn't work, maybe we have a svara, but the Gemara tells us fakir. Maybe it's a good svara to say you need kavua. You know, if it's not kavua, it's kiman delaysa. But maybe the Gemara says fakir. So this is a discussion in the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes is Noiket. He has a hanocha that it has to be Makura shal kayama, shal kvius. So that's what he asks on the Gemara. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says, ask the kasha that how can you tell me that Rishus HaRabbi Makura is potter, but the Agola was Makura, and yet we still say it's Chayiv. So the simple answer would be that Korah doesn't count, because it was Arai, right? But the Gemara doesn't say that. So that's the Sfas Emes' kasha. How come the Gemara doesn't say my answer? So you can say it as Sfas Emes, maybe because the Gemara held your answer wasn't good. But that's, the Sfas Emes is convinced that his answer is good. So then he has a problem with the, you know, it's a Shver Gemara, not a Shver Ram, you know how it goes. V'kasha, nafilu isam ba'agolos, havi mekura shus rabbi, menale lemelef al kol shus rabbi mekura. Timisham lagaba agolos, lo yer shus rabbi mosa moka mekura bekvias. In other words, he says, do you mean to tell me if one would put a keyword b'shus rabim for an hour or a small time? Yizrok l'socho dal amos or b'shus hayachid l'sochom nemar shapotter? He thinks it's not mistaber. So he says, ulai came in the tachas ha'agolos tamid hayamakura chashiv kimakura tamid. That the under the wagon was always, because the wagon had a bottom to it, so it was always Makura. So even though that area is not always Makura, but the wagons was always had something at the bottom, so therefore. Yeah, so I don't know. That seems very schwach. But in the other, so his answer is a little weak, but take a look in the. Back on page 14.
Car.
Right, for cars.
What's the answer again?
Right. In other words, right. That's a question. If you zorik underneath a car, is that called Rishus HaRabim Makura or not? Right. That's a question. Do you need 10 tefachim high or? SUVs. He wants to say that since the car always has its bottom, that that's always there, even though the car's going to move. Because the Korah is not Arai. The Korah of the bottom of the wagon is Kavua. It just moves different places. Yeah. So, in other words, there's no din. Pashuprat means you need this Mokum to be Makura Bekvias. Not that you need a Korah that's Kavua, which is movable, but it's Kavua. But it'll be Kavua, you know what I mean? It's not leaving the car. That makes it Kavua. See? And then what about, that doesn't answer, what about the size? But look in the Hagos here, on page 14. Efshalom the Hachashayin came in the Midbar in Rishus Rabbim Elab Bismancha Yisrael Mahalchimba. Another possibility is that maybe the Midbar was only Rishus Rabbim Bismancha Yisrael Mahalchimba. Shabri Mahanim Mashayim Mekur Bosu. In other words, once Klal Yisrael left that area in the Midbar to go to the next area. If someone would come there tomorrow, there was, when Klal Yisrael was in a particular area, that area became a Rishus HaRabim. Once they left that area is no longer a Rishus HaRabim. If someone would come tomorrow to the area that Klal Yisrael were there the day before and carry there on Shabbos, it wouldn't be... So therefore he's saying that area is only a Rishus HaRabim Bizman Shehayu Mahalchim Bo, so therefore this... So therefore, you only need it to be Makura for that Zman. In other words, if you have a Rishus HaRabim, like wherever, like Brooklyn, or whatever you want to call a Rishus HaRabim, it's there. That Rishus HaRabim is there. So the Korah at least has to be as Kavua as the Rishus HaRabim is. Oh, but when the Rishus HaRabim is a transient Rishus HaRabim, so then the Korah could be a transient Korah. Relativity. A Ferrari. And now I'm going to say a Vort. But the Svara, he still thinks is Eisen. That you can't have a Korah, you can't have a Korah that's temporary to Mafkia a Rishus HaRabim. And that can, but you see Bukhar before from the Gemara, you can. So he's saying, no, because that was a transient Rishus HaRabim. So then the Korah could be a transient Korah.
Transient when they're moving? When they were in camp.
Right, because the whole...
The 38 years, they're in one place, that's it, right? So I'll still say that's...
But they weren't. Yeah.
They weren't moving already.
They were moving. They had 42 masos.
Yeah, they were. Well, so when they're in camp, the Mishkan stuff, there's no question around that about us. Right?
Right.
So right now, it's Rosh Hashanah, and there's no. Is he saying because eventually they were going to move?
It's not a Rishus.
While we're moving,
I think he's saying that this Rishus HaRabim is not something. It's only. It's not. It's a transient Rishus HaRabim. It's only Rishus HaRabim while they're there. Once they leave, then it's no longer Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, the car. Well, you can't leave. We're going to get to your question. 1 second. Oh, you saw it? Okay. Yeah, 1 second. So the Tzfas Emes is located as a Dover Poshet that you need the Korah to be there b'kvias. So the question is to be Rishus HaRabim Makura. So the question is, but the Gemara seems to say not that way, because the Gemara says that the Agolos, Tachteim, Beineim, Mitzideim, that was considered Rishus HaRabim Makura. I mean, that Gemara says that because the Gemara asked the Kasha from how can be chayev, but it's Rishus HaRabim Makura, and then it says in a Chanami, by the Korah part you won't be chayev, you only be chayev in the part that's not Makura. But it wasn't Kavua, that's the question. And he thinks it's a Dover Poshet Misvara that has to be Kavua. So the answer he's giving now is that since Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, assuming that that's the pshat in that Gemara, that when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, that's when it was Rishus HaRabim. So Mimela, as Rabbi Harari says, the Korah has to be relative to the Rishus HaRabim. If the Rishus HaRabim would be a steady Rishus HaRabim, then in a Hanami, the Korah had to be a steady Korah. If the Rishus HaRabim was not, the transient Rishus HaRabim, then the Korah could be transient. While Klal Yisrael. Okay, the Ram. Okay, that's the Rambam. But that's not the other Rishonim. Oh, so now we get to Rabbi Yechiel Weiner's Gemara. Rabbi Yechiel Weiner likes the Gemara in Sukkah. And that's Zion there. Love Zion. Right. So the Gemara has this thing like this. Say you have a sukkah that has two walls and a tefach. Right? So for Shabbos purposes, l'chora, that shouldn't be good. Right? Because for Shabbos purposes, you need at least three walls and a tikkun baruch revi. So say you put your sukkah in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and it has shtei mechitzos and a tefach. So the Gemara says you can carry that sukkah even on Shabbos. Because migo the havidofen l'inyan sukkah, havidofen l'inyan Shabbos. Right? Even though for Shabbos, it doesn't make the standard. It's not enough mechitzis. But since it's Sukkot now, and for Sukkot, this is a good encampment, a good enclosure, so it's good for Shabbos. So and the Ran says it works even midaraisa. So it means even in the Rishus HaRabim, we'd say Migad Havidofen L'inyan Sukkah Havidofen L'inyan Shabbos, and it'll help midaraisa on Shabbos. So frek the Ran Akash, frek the Sasemis of Murray the Kakash in honor of Rabbi Weiner. Yes, the Kasha is isn't, but the sukkah is makura anyway. So to carry me there midaraisa, what do you need the whole migo for? It's makura anyway, murdik akasha, it's makura anyway. So he answers, no, that kora is only there for 8 days. So that's not a good kora. So therefore the Gemara had to say, migo da havidofen, that the defanas are gonna two off the Rishus HaYochid. That migo da havidofen leinin sukkah, havidofen leinin Shabbos. Now, there's another mahalach that's given. There's another mahalach in this sugya in Makura that it's not kavua, and that's give the Yeshua's Malko. The Sefer Tiferes Yaakov brings it, Yeshua's Malko brings it, and that is the Gemara has a couple of drushes on the pasuk on page 18. The Gemara has a chiddush in Parshas Baaloscha, famous pasuk, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisol. So it seems like a nice pasuk, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisol. But the Gemara says, some famous Gemaras, that this Al Pi Din had a halachic significance, that it was Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisol. Let's see, for example, the Yerushalmi on page 21, then we'll get to the Bavli. The Gemara asked the Kashan, the Yerushalmi, Ma Binyan Haya B'Mishkan? We know that all the Malachas were in the Mishkan, so where was their Binyan in the Mishkan? So the Gemara says, well, are you Nosnim Krashim Al Gabe Adonim? They built the Mishkan. That's pretty simple, right? They built the Mishkan. You don't have to go too far. Where was their Binyan in the Mishkan? Frekti Yerushalmi V'lo L'shah Haysa. But that wasn't a binyan kavua; it was a binyan arai. So emfert Yerushalmi amar of Yusuf mikavish ayinosim v'chonim al pi hadibur kimishehu la'olam. That, in other words, Hashem says to do something, even if it's for 5 minutes, that has a din of kvias. Very different thing. You have similar things like you eat on Shabbos, right? It's kovei lemaiser. In other words, you can't eat tevel achilas arai. Achilas arai, you can't eat tevel, right? Achilas keva, achilas arai is mutter. But on Shabbos, anything you eat is achilas, right? Everything you eat on Shabbos is considered achilas keva, and because there's a mitzvah of onik Shabbos. And b'meila, if you're going to eat tevel below hafrasha, even if it's a snack, it's keva. And then Rav Eli Kol just quotes the chiddush of the Marach or Zarua, that if on Shabbos you eat a piece of cake on Shabbos, even one piece of cake, you have a suffix chi of Birkas HaMozon, because that's called kvias. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was makpid not to eat cake on Shabbos outside of a meal, because even if you eat one piece of cake, since the Marach or Zarua is Mechadesh, and there are other examples. Oh. And this idea of Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, just to show the other on page 20, the Gemara in Erevin, Nun Chesem Nun Heyam Beis. The Gemara wants to know what's the status of, sometimes you have an encampment of people. Do you view the encampment as one big ear, and like for Tchum Shabbos, you start counting the Tchum after the encampment, or do I start the Tchum Shabbos from my doorstep? So if you have a city, you don't start counting the Tchum Shabbos from your doorstep. You count from the end of the year. But what if I don't have a permanent, it's an encampment, it's tents. So do we say that since it's not bikvias, then even though there are a lot of them, but it's not mitzuruf to become a din ear, and you start counting Tchum Shabbos from Pesach Beisam. So the Gemara says, Yosei Tzrifim Ein Mod Dim Lehem Elim Pesach Bateim. So then the Gemara asked the Kasha, in the midbar, Vayachar al Yardin, Vesa Yishimos, Di Chazilehu Asaravet, plus a parsi, plus a parsi. Tanik Shay Nifnim, and Nifnim Lothlem, Lutzidem Lacharehem. That, in other words, when you had to use the bathroom in the midbar, you can't just leave yourself in the middle of Machana. That was Kedusha. You have to leave the whole Machana. So you see that the whole, it was one ear, and you had to leave the whole ear. So the Gemara is asking Kasha, so if it's considered one Machana, even though they were Yoshrit Srifim in the midbar. So therefore, Le'inyin Tchumen also, it should be considered one ear, and should be molded from the end of the ear, not from the Pesach Beisa. So the Gemara answers, came the Chesibu al Pi Hashem Yachan, al Pi Hashem Yisrael, command the Kvi Adami, that even though there was Yoshrit Srifim in the Midbar, but it was al Pi Hashem. So al Pi Hashem gave it a din of Kvias. And then, of course, the other Gemara is the famous Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara talks about Soser al Manas Livnos. It has to be Livnos Bimkomo. So the question is, in the Mishkan, it was Sosar Manas Livnos Shalom Komo. So the Gemara says, but it was Kevin Dixiv al Pi Hashem, because Sosar Manas Livnos Komo. That might be a little bit different type of application, but a similar type of a din. So the Yeshua's Malko and the Tiferes Yaakov, Yeshua's Malko wants to say that maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara. That whatever they put on the Argolos were was considered Kvias. In other words, he also noikate like the Sfasemis, that you need a Korah B'Kvias. In the Mishkan is only Arai, so he said, no, but that was Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, that had a din of Kvias. That's what he says here. Mikol Mokom, page 23. Hadrashus Rabbi Mikura lo mitzad pi tikra yard v'sosim. Right. First of all, he says, don't make any confusion. And the din of Rashus Rabbi Mikura, first of all, has nothing to do with pi tikra yard v'sosim. Right. Don't confuse the two. You know, people think this is a din of tikra. This is, you know, people make mistakes. People, I can see people. Probably half the people out there think that there's some connection. No connection. Was this is a din of Ein Adom and Ladigle Midbar? V'dafke l'shavir Rishus Hayochid Tzorach Shayu Shnei Tfanis Levar HaKirin. In other words, the din of Pitikra is to make it into Rishus Hayochid, and that we discussed all the shittas. You need a gem, or you need a ches, right? We discussed that. Aval adunu kekarmos b'lo shu b'chitzes nidun kekarmos. Morshu yisbar b'simen shimem vav. Aval pishu d'ri achonu lo nirkei mikol mokha b'ikir k'morshu kos. Kashim, you see, the Mogen Avraham, if you take a look on page 22, says that under the Agola is called Roshus Rabbi Makura. Whereas if you drop your, if your something is under the Agola, that's not called the Din of Roshus Rabbi, just like the Gemara says. So Yeshua's Malka says you can't bring a Raya from your Agola to the Gemara's Agola. This agol is only going to be here for an hour. You park your wagon in the street for half an hour. That makes it makura. Lo mustabe kvalishi yibatel al yodo harushus rabim. The tomatz mechah, and then he quotes your gemara in sukkah. Tochavi dovin lo nisukkah v'dovin lo shabbos. Kos of aradna filo hatir isu deraisa. Right. So he says, "Halavadai daschach came into Eino Elotikra Aroi, lo mevadai al yidei kiroi hakal din rishus rabim. Okay, kosher came kal vachomer be agola haomedesh shor shanatay mafil biyomo yomaim lo mustar beklal." So he says, "Ah, what about the Gemara in about the agolas?" So he says, "Ein araya, because Yerushalmi says, al pi Hashem yachanu, al pi Hashem yiso." Then there's a Magen Avraham, there's a whole pilpul within the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is on page, the next page here, 24. The Magen Avraham says, there seems to be a misprint in the Magen Avraham. What if you have an Omud, Gavo Yud, Rochav Dalad, and there's a Traskel Al Gabav? So underneath the Traskel is not a Rishus HaYachid, because Mechitza Shegdayim Bokimbo. No, it's kind of kavo yud v'roshu rabim v'roshu taskol rochav dal lo marina good achis v'chitzta v'le b'chitzta shagdoyim bokimbo v'al traskol asmo kavo yud v'rochav dal gama shatachtov havi v'roshu sayochid. But if you have a traskol that's kavo yud, so underneath it's v'roshu sayochid. So everyone asked the kasha that look at the machitzis ha-shekel maskon l'rabonu l'kaim kavasayu it's b'kiyas g'doyim. So it can't be Rishus HaYachid. So he wants to say it's a Tov Sofer in the Magen Avraham. And it should say, "Haval Tros Lazim Have Rishus HaYachid Gam Shatachtov Hu Rishus HaRabim." In other words, that's what the Magen Avraham means to say, or that the Traskel that's 4x10 in the standing on the pole. So that's a Rishus HaYachid, but underneath, that's a Rishus HaRabim. So the question is asked, why is Rishus HaRabim? At least it should be a Rishus HaRabim Makura. That's the Kasha. Rabbi Kiveger. Gamashatachav HaRishus HaYachid. Hinei Mashatachav HaRishus HaRabim. In Tzarech Lomar. In other words, Rabbi Kiveger likes what the Machatzis HaShekel did. That he changed the girsa, that underneath is the Rishus HaRabim, not a Rishus HaYachid. But Tamuli, the Lehedi Mavur, Patos is the Tachtav Ein Rishus HaRabim, because it's Makura. So some want to say that maybe the same idea, that it's not Kavua. Then take a look in the Ramah on page 25, Shin Mem Vav. Right, so the other Magen Avraham. Right, so Moshe is asking a stira. The other Magen Avraham is mashma, even something that's not kavua, still has the din of. Well, so wait one second. You're asking a good question. He's making a good point. But there's one more factor here, and that is like this. The Ramos says, "In a tikra chava harbe, ela mechitzas min astadim dinik rishus lefaneha." They would say you have an awning in front of your house, and you don't have the three mechitzas to say a din of pitikra. So what is the front of your house? So the Ramah says, Dina kirshus shalafaneha. That whatever the rishus in front of you is, if the rishus in front of you is a karmelis, so then underneath the awning is going to be a karmelis. It's not going to be rishus hayachid, because you don't have the proper, criteria that we discussed for pitikra. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Korcha osu l'hachnis mimena l'fnim, kem shein l'machitzis. So he says like this, that if it's a Karmelis, then it's Karmelis. But if it's a Din Rishus HaRabim, the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's still going to be, even though the Lashon HaRamah has Mashpa, that underneath the Tikra, when you don't say P Tikra, is Kirishus HaLafaneha, so the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, but that only applies by a Karmelis. So if it's a Karmelis, it's the Rishus Lefaneha, so this is also a Karmelis. But to say that it applies, but if Rishus HaRabim is Lefaneha, it's not going to be Rishus HaRabim because it's Makura. So says the Mishnah Berurah. So you take a look on the next page. In the Shut Betzel HaChokhmah. The Betzel HaChokhmah was a very chashuv sefer. He was a big paisik. Where was he? He was in Australia at the end of his life. Rabbi Neuberger once told me that when he was in Australia once, so there were yeshiva guys who were asking Rabbi Moshe Feinstein what they should do in Australia, you know, for the international dateline. And Rabbi Moshe got very angry with them. He says, there's a rav in Australia, Rabbi Tzal Stern. You shouldn't, you know, meaning you should follow what he says. You shouldn't be asking shailas on the dateline. You should follow the rav, what the rav... he's the Deborah Tzina rav's brother. He's buried in Har Menuchos. So he wants to say against the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah in the bottom, and he says, but the Lashon HaRamah is mashma that any whatever the Rishus is lefaneha. So he wants a taina. He quotes the Seder told the Shmuel that even if there's a that's if you have an awning in front of your house. Which doesn't qualify for Pitikra. Again, and the Rachronim say even it's Meshupa, that's called, right, say for example, it's Meshupa, even if you have the Mechitzis. So you don't say Pitikra, but it's still Makura. Makura is not a din you need strength. Meshupa is also. So he says that's not called, if you have a little jutting out, that doesn't make it Makura. Makura means that the tikra goes through the Rishus HaRabim. It's just jutch out a little bit that it's totally buttled to the Rishus HaRabim. And he says that he wants to say a chiddush that even if you need that area underneath the awning to count for your tezayinama, it will count even for the tezayinama. Because it's not going through the whole rocha of HaRishus HaRabim. Then he quotes the Magen Avraham. And wants to say that maybe you want to time the machtes hashekel that it's a rishus harabim, but it's makura. Came shein makura chel katan rishus harabim. One second. And then Moshe Yomagan Avram, Gamma Magan Avram, Mukhagam get a field shura kale cotton. So he says that Yeshua's Malko asks on the Magan Avram, he thinks maybe the agolas in the Mishkan were you know basically covering over the whole roch of Rishus HaRabim. Not the whole, but something significant. You know, maybe rov, maybe you know something. It's bowling significantly into the Rishus HaRabim. Basically, the agolas were 5. It was 10 out of 15. 10 out of 16. 10 out of 16.
But it wasn't really, the total
size was 10.
It wasn't fully
10.
Because it was
not going
there.
So that's why it's not. Okay, you have to see in that Gemara there. And, oh. So now, a couple more points. So it is Mustaber. I think the Sfasemis is right, and Yeshua Smalko is right, that it is Mustaber to say that it has to be Kavua, it can't be Aroi. And the Gemara, you could either say, is the Teretz, that there the Rosh Hashanah was transient, so relativity to that. Or you could say that that it was al pi Hashem Yachanu. The Sefer Eshel Avram, page 27. Not the Prima Gadim. The two Eshel Avrams, you shouldn't confuse them. Right, the Eshel Avram of Buchach and the Eshel Avram the Prima Gadim. The Eshel Avram the Prima Gadim is together with the Mishpat Zohar. That's a parish by the Prima Gadim on the Mogen Avram and the Taz. But the Eshel Avram is a separate parish, Rav Avram of Buchach. What was his last name? Warman. Rabbi Warman from Hank is a descendant of the Eshel Avram of Buchach. Right? So he has a chiddush here. First he writes what we said from Ramosha. Ashrahem Kurvu Karmelis, Kurial Yudeza Yeshlom, Ashrahem Shazaram Klau B'chol HaDerech. That's the first thing he writes on the second line. That once it's a Rosh Hashanah and Makura part of the way, then the whole street is Ois Rosh Hashanah. And then the second chiddush he gives is where the arrow is even if it's Meshupa. Right? In other words, again, not to confuse it with the din of Pitikra where the Korah has to be flat. Yes. Oh, so what was the Gemara's answer by the Agolos? So was that...
It doesn't matter. Once you have some Makara, it should mess up anything.
Unless that was in between, that area was still...
Here's the part of the same Rosh
Hashanah.
Yeah. But even though, they said because underneath the car,
yeah, this is a Chiddush, the... Right, against the Gemara. Pashto says it's only underneath the... See, Rav Moshe never said it by... Rav Moshe and Kuf Mem, right, we said this once before, we give the shir about what's mechuvan and what's mefulash. Rav Moshe said that it means that... Yeah, I have it here again, just to refresh our memories on page 28. Chei yesh nefarsh b'loshen harosh. So that's mashma that you shouldn't have anything that's mevatel din rishus harabim. Right, that's how he teaches. So I remember years ago, so I'm willing to tie it according to this word line in Rav Moshe, then even Makura should like the Buchach. Like the Buchach. Okay, I mean, L'chara, this Pshat is not the Pasha Pshat in the din of Mefulash. Either you want to say Mefulash is Mechuvan, like the Miri, or Pashas of Mefulash just means that you can get through. Lafuke, the Grah, that Rashi, you know, Rashi, that the Grah quotes. Oh, 1 second. But Rav Moshe has another Tshuva. And this I want to focus on a little bit also, on page 29. Someone asked Rav Moshe like this. If you have the train tracks, right, in Baropok or whatever, so that's Rosh Hashanah and Makura. Should we say that divides Baropok in half, and now you can't be mitzarif the Shishim Ribo on the two sides? Right, because maybe it's not the same Rosh Hashanah. It's not the same Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, that can make it that there's no Shishim Ribo on either side. And Mamela, you have two Carmelises. And two Carmelises and another Rosh Hashanah. And that should solve the whole problem. That was the question. So Rav Moshe responds, and look very carefully what he says on page 30. He says, that din, that is if there's a Carmelis in between. Or you want to say that the people underneath or another possibility is that you shouldn't count the people who are underneath the train tracks who ride what underneath New Utrecht. That shouldn't they shouldn't count. So he writes like this, Moel shachmei arkeves machash arkeves mafsik shram. You need tomani. Menolich ika hefsek karmel is b'emzer shurayim in stavin yishu. Frab rishus harab and makura. Now listen carefully. Shemashahu karmel is einu bnei eze iku balichas in shisham. And let me tell you, p'tura ba'alma migzeres ha'kosum. Shesu nir lefarsh de'etzem apshu makura hul'ina metzias rishus harabim. Mikol mokom patra Torah. As Ramosha says, makura is still a rishus harabim. It's just the Torah pat is such a rishus harabim. But it's still the Metzias of Rosh Hashanah. It's not Dov Meladigle member. L'chein Av Shaleke Chiyav Havarz Dal Ramos Mestaber Shaloyach Zelenin Tziv HaMitzvah Shishim Ribo. There's no Shaila that the people who walk under it, or if the two sides are together, because basically it's a Rosh Hashanah, but L'maisa Yenach Chayv, so we treat it like a Karmelis. But L'maisa, there's no Chisaron in the Bekiyas HaRabim over there. So therefore, it's treated like in other words, it's not going to break it up, and the people underneath there, you don't say, well, those people who are walking underneath the Carmelis, underneath the train tracks, so that shouldn't be mitzuruf to the Shishim Ribo. No, of course they should be mitzuruf to the Shishim Ribo, because that's part of the. It's just a stam aptur. So this line in the Igros Moshe also is mechazik. What I thought last week as well, that you want to tie the Eitzah that is proposed to take an area which some consider Rosh Hashanah and to put up ropes, strings, and make it Makura, Lechora, Lomi Boy, to what we saw last week, the Rav Moshe holds that if there's a Bekiyas Rabim, it's just a hitch in the Ptur, because it's Lalam Miyud, so therefore it doesn't have a Din Rishus HaRabim, you still need Losos. So here he writes even Shtarka, that's really a Din Rishus HaRabim, it's the Beshul Ptur. So it's Mehechi Tesi that you don't need Losos.
Yeah, so what's
saying that therefore
you don't need, therefore it breaks up the Tzir.
You're saying it doesn't.
But still underneath.
Right, Torah Patas, you beneath. So the question is, those people, should they count or not count? So he says no, because they're part of the Bekiah.
Why did he say that?
Yeah, but underneath. So if we're talking about just zero.
I think he's saying even for to count the people underneath too.
But that's just to count the amount of people.
Right, and
but
for
that's
the.
He's saying it doesn't have been accomplished. So if I talk through some Pesach.
Yeah, but Rav Moshe Shita is that, again, the different definition of where you need a Tzuras HaPesach versus losses is not Karmelis versus Rishusarabim. Even Karmelis also, that's the key yisod in Rav Moshe. That's how we understood the Maram, that only in that situation where there was no Rishusarabim, right? But all of them. Yeah, right. So it just bolsters my feeling. But it's interesting that this idea was already suggested in the Sefer Nesiva Shabbos. He says, look in the second arrow, the line on page 31, the line before the second arrow. V'yesh lodun l'fizeh b'gesher mi'al rishus harabim. If you have a bridge going over the Rosh Hashanah, Shamavir L'tachas HaGesher Menu Ein Lo Din Mavir Dal HaRamos B'Shus HaRabim. Right? If you carry underneath the Gesher, that's a Rosh Hashanah Makura. V'chein Yesh Lodun Im Efshar L'Sakin Tachas HaGesher B'Tzuras HaPesach. He says Yesh Lodun. Yesh Lodun. And then the last piece we have here. Yeah. If you have a bridge, so underneath the bridge you carry an achayv. Right. So he says yesh lodun if you could misak in that area with a tzuras haPesach. Because at Lamais it's a Carmelis to carry it, if you want to carry underneath that Makorah. So maybe all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach. So that was the suffix. But what I'm trying to say is, it could be according to Rav Polsky, maybe Taka would be good. But I think Dafka according to... But I'm saying Dafka according to Rav Moshe, I think it could still be problematic. Okay. Then he talks about the cars in the Rishus Rabbim, if they're Mamayat the Rochav. Okay, you could take a look at that. Okay, so that's what we discussed today. The two Inyanim, the Mavuasam of Fuloshim, and you know the two Dinim of the Mechaber, of the going to the Rochav, or the Hay, and how that applies to the Fulosh Laplatya, and what it still means, the Var, what a Platya is. And then the Rishus HaRabbim Makura, the concept of Kvias, and how the Gemara, and how do you infer from the Gemara in Shabbos by the Agolas, and the Rav Moshe's Tshuva about being Mitzar from the two sides of the train tracks. Asia LeBron says two things. That Rishus HaRabbim Makura.